The first reading is written in the book of Daniel. Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. When he said to me, Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. And I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days. For the vision refers to many days yet to come. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Let us read Psalm 103, 1 through 5, and 20 through 22, responsively. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases,
who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies,
who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Bless the Lord, the youth angels, who is his son and strength, who heareth his word, heeding the voice of his word.
Bless the Lord, all his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure.
Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The second reading is written in the book of Revelation. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast out, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Holy Gospel is according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus has sent 70 of his followers out on a missionary journey. Luke writes, "The 70 returned with joy and said, 'Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name.' Jesus replied, 'I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.' This is the gospel of the Lord."
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine. This is St. Michael, not all angels, but just St. Michael the Archangel. This icon was painted by the same iconographer who painted the Holy Trinity that we have over here, Andrei Rublev, who was working in the 15th century in Russia. This Michael would have been part of what's called a deesis group that would show Jesus in the center, usually enthroned, and then flanked by John the Baptist on his left and the Virgin Mary on his right, and then those figures in turn flanked by two angels, probably Gabriel on the left, and then this Saint Michael on the right, which is why his gaze is in that direction, because it's toward Christ enthroned. This has become my all-time favorite St. Michael icon. Probably as sublimely beautiful a painting as there can be. Angels, curiously, have found a whole new popularity in recent times. We've had movies about angels, and we have books about angels, and paintings, and figurines, and pins, and probably party napkins, and Hallmark plates, as far as I know. Although I have to say there is quite a difference between a lot of the angels I see around these days and the angels we meet in the Bible. Most of the angels I see on the pins and in the books and movies and on the party napkins are pretty tame. You know, precious moments angels, I have to say, they're pretty tame. Not especially threatening. Not so the biblical angels, who are mostly terrifying. Mostly terrifying. In Genesis 3, God places an angel outside the entrance to the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve have gotten booted out. And that angel is wielding a what? A flaming sword. Okay? Flaming sword. What would you use a flaming sword for? You slay, you know, Adam and Eve with it. Okay. That's terrifying. In Numbers 22, Balaam is riding his donkey on his way to hurl a curse at the people of Israel because Balak, king of Moab, has taken out a contract on the people of Israel and wants Balaam to curse them. And on the way, an angel bars the road, also with a two-edged sword in hand. The donkey sees the angel, goes off the road and sits down with Balaam on top. Balaam beats the donkey with a stick, and the donkey turns around and said, "Why are you doing that? I just saved your life." Okay? Angel with a two-edged sword. It's a terrifying thing. Jacob, on the banks of the river Jabbok in Genesis 32, wrestles with an angel. And this particular angel does not appear to be armed with a sword. But if you read the story carefully, it's very clear that Jacob is in a wrestling match for his life. This is a life and death situation that is terrifying. Even Mary in Luke chapter 1 isn't especially pleased when the archangel Gabriel makes a visit, because Gabriel is bringing her a word which is going to turn her world upside down. Right? Turn her world upside down. The word angel, in fact, comes from a Greek word angelos, which means messenger. The Hebrew word malach means the same thing, messenger. Probably the best known angel story for Christians would be what? Does this sound at all familiar? Do not be afraid, said the angel to the shepherds. All right. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day. In the city of David, a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace among those whom God favors. Great story. We all know that pretty much by heart. But note, the very first words out of the angel's mouth are, do not be afraid. And why would an angel say that unless the very presence of an angel were terrifying? Right? Terrifying. Now don't be afraid, even though you're terrified. The presence of an angel is the presence of God. And the words of an angel are the words of God. And wherever God is present, wherever God speaks, our world has the potential for being turned upside down. And that can be terrifying. That can be terrifying. In Luke's gospel this morning, Jesus has chosen 70 of his followers to go out and become missionaries, to preach and teach and heal, to proclaim the reign of God, to tell everyone they can, in every way they can, that God's love, God's justice, God's grace, and God's mercy are breaking into the world, that life is overcoming death, that hope is overcoming despair, that joy is overcoming sorrow, and that all of a sudden, it's a whole new day. A whole new day. God is turning the world, this world, our world, upside down. Upside down. God's place has always been in heaven, apart from the world. Now God's place is with us in the world. That's upside down. God's blessing has always been to provide food for God's people. Now God's blessing is in being food for God's people. That's upside down. God's favor has long been with this person and that person, with some people but not others. Now God's favor embraces everyone. God's favor embraces anyone who hears the good news. Anyone at all who hears the good news. This is the witness of the angels. This is the message of the angels to us. This is their challenge to us, that God is with us in Christ Jesus. That God is our food, God is our drink, God is our life in Christ Jesus. That God welcomes whomever God will in Christ Jesus. God welcomes whomever God will in Christ Jesus. And that God calls us to join with the angels in sharing this message, in sharing this witness, in sharing this good news with everyone we can, however we can. Even if this means turning our world upside down to do it. So glory to God in the highest, sing St. Michael and all the angels. Glory to God in the highest and peace to God's people. Peace to all of God's people on earth and among us. So let everyone say amen.